From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Trust you are doing well today. And, wow, thank you for listening. We had such a great time at the White House yesterday, and they just rolled out the welcome mat and said, you know, make yourself at home. And we had a great, great visit with a lot of Trump administration officials, and it was a very, very busy day. And then, of course, the president yesterday afternoon signing all of those executive orders that are causing controversy across the country, I suppose, is one way to say it. So we'll get into more of that in just a little while. But again, a lot happening across the country today, and there's a lot of angst among Republicans over whether or not President Trump is possibly going to raise taxes on the wealthy. So that is a conversation that's being had. I would remind you that the last Republican president who raised taxes, one George H.W. Bush, well, that was it. His political career was toast. So the question is, you know, is there a market, is there an appetite for President Trump to go out and raise taxes on the wealthy? They're talking about anybody making over $1 million a year. Right now, the tax rate, I believe, is at about 37%. The suggestion is maybe raising that to 40%. And Speaker Newt is out there or begging the president not to do it. He said, the speaker says, look, you got to try everything else before you try that. So we'll see how all of this plays out as the president starts to figure things out here. New polling data is out, by the way, and President Trump is really upset with Fox News. You know, that's really, Fox News has really become the official mouthpiece of the administration. I mean, that's pretty much where they do all the major interviews. If they want to break news, they don't go to any other cable news channel except for Fox. And I will say this, I don't get that. I really don't. Because Fox, you just never know where Fox is going to go. And with the others, they are, you know, I mean, look at Newsmax, fair and balanced. Newsmax, by the way, did something that Fox never did during, and what was that? Well, they never carried Trump's rallies from start to finish. Well, Newsmax did. And I know a lot of Trump supporters and a lot of people who vote were very appreciative of that. They never, Newsmax never censored Donald Trump, and the other networks did. So I don't know why as a matter of fact, Trump, by the way, has agreed to do a town hall sort of gathering with Chris Cuomo and Bill O'Reilly over at News Nation. Not Newsmax, News Nation. It makes no sense to me. And again, the Newsmax has been, and I don't want to, I'm going to use the word loyal, but it's not a matter of loyalty. Newsmax has just been fair and balanced about their coverage. And quite frankly, they are giving their viewers what the viewers want, and the viewers want more of Trump, right? I mean, that was the whole message during the campaign when all the other cable networks were cutting off Trump's speeches, and Newsmax stayed true. And, you know, but again, it's, you know, that's the decision of the White House, and there's a strategy there. There's a strategy. But now Trump is a little frustrated this morning because there's some brand new polling data out, and it's not good for the president. And the president, and he knows, Trump knows that the polling department at Fox is run by liberals. And it's true. It's been that way for years, even back when I was there. According to Mediaite, Fox News anchor Brett Baer revealed brutal news for President Trump from a Fox News poll taken 100 days into a second term. The Fox News poll shows that his approval ratings have dropped. The new poll places Trump behind Trump 45 as the lowest rated president in the history of polling at the 100-day mark. Now, Britt Hume was brought in to talk about this, and his support of the president is kind of all over the place. I mean, the network's coverage of Trump is really all over the place. I mean, there's really no other way to define. I mean, many of you watch Fox News, so perhaps you can weigh in on this, but I do dabble. I must say, some of it gets a little tedious, so I have to switch over. I go back and forth between all the channels, and I always want to see what the libs are up to, and the libtards, especially on MSDNC, so I'm sort of back and forth bouncing around. And honestly, some of them have been there so long, you kind of know the spiel. You're never really going to get a good soundbite because the anchors talk over the guests. They don't let the guest finish. And, you know, it's just a scream fest. Some people like that. Anyway, Brett Baer says, President Trump talking tariffs and the economy. But if you look at our new Fox News poll, his job approval rating, you see the president is at 44%. His first term, he was at 45%. And other new polls are revealing some concerns about the economy. Are you folks concerned about the economy? Are you? Well, Britt Hume says there's a list of issues that we ask people about. And he said the president is underwater in all but one. May I just posit this out there as a thought? Is it possible that all of the peoples who have been polled are being influenced by the 24 hours of negative coverage spewing from all of these networks? Is that remotely possible? Now, I want to say something about my Newsmax show, because when I don't agree with the White House about something, I say it, and I have. And I'll say this about Pete Hegseth and Pam Bondi and all the others out there, Kash Patel. I will say this, there's a lot of people very disappointed in how they are doing their jobs thus far. Not so much on Pete Hegseth, but we are still, I don't know what's going on in the Justice Department. I really don't. And there are a lot of people within the movement that are very concerned that instead of focusing on the job at hand, you've got people that may be trying out for a new job in cable television post-administration. And we can't have that right now. And I hope that every single cabinet member and every single major staffer has been brought in and has been read the Riot Act. And the Riot Act is, you are here to serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States. You are here to accomplish his agenda and nothing else. If you have your own agenda, we appreciate your service, but you need to leave. And if you are not focused entirely on the America First agenda that Donald Trump laid out, then you got to go. And it's nothing personal, but you got to go. We're in the middle of trying to save a country from the fascist. That's what we're trying to do here. And it's not helpful if people are not doing that job. By the way, I heard some rumblings that Hegseth is not going to be doing as many interviews as he has. And I'm just going to say that is a great thing. Love Pete Hegseth, but he's got to focus on the job at hand. And he's got a lot to do. He's got a lot to do. There are other people, spokespeople, who can do that and do it very well and do it very effectively. And again, we're 100 days into the administration, so you're going to have some ups, you're going to have some downs, you're going to have some mistakes, you're going to have a few even foibles. It happens. It's happened in every administration. But I'm curious if you're buying any of this polling data. I sincerely believe that the coverage has been so grossly tainted that a lot of people are starting to believe what they hear. Because remember this, ladies and gentlemen, a majority of the American people actually get their news not from Fox, not from Newsmax, not from One America. They get it from ABC, CBS, and NBC. Old habits die hard. They really do. They really do. And so a lot of people are watching those networks because that's what mom and dad did and grandma and grandpa and great-grandma and great-grandpa. And then you've got the younger generation, and that's really the question mark. Because the young people don't watch any of that stuff. They don't, and I don't think they ever will. I will tell you this, as a Gen Xer, I haven't watched the ABC, NBC, or CBS News in 20 years. Really, I just haven't. It's not even on my radar. but for most people it is. And I'm telling you right now, they, all three of those networks, hate Trump. And if that's where you're getting your news, and you're not going to a Newsmax for balance, then, yeah, I can see why you would say what you said in this polling data. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Again, a lot of great stories coming up we're going to talk about today. We'll talk a little bit more about yesterday being at the White House. What a great opportunity. Got to see a lot of good folks and say hello, and we'll talk about that as well. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling into the show today. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you looking to do something to better your health? Well, look no further than Kimchi One from Brightcore Nutrition. Kimchi One packs all the fermented nutrition of kimchi into convenient capsules, arming your gut with over 900 unique strains of probiotics, supporting gut flora and digestion. I highly recommend this product because all health starts in the gut. So putting the right fermented superfood in your gut improves every aspect of your health, your skin, your hair, your mental performance. Kimchi has even been shown to reduce your risk of obesity and promote smaller waistlines. Kimchi One is all natural, made in the USA, and non-GMO. Today, you can get an exclusive offer just for my viewers. 25% off with code ToddStarns by going to mybrightcore.com/ToddStarns. Or call my friends at Brightcore for up to 50% off your order and free shipping. Give them a call right now, 888-927-5980, and their educated staff will make sure that Kimchi One is right for you. That's 888-927-5980. Kimchi One from Brightcore. Improve your health, improve your life. 25% off with code ToddStarns at mybrightcore.com/ToddStarns or call 888-927-5980 for up to 50% off and free shipping only when you call.
Ladies and gentlemen, the question is very simple. I just, again, the reporting coming out of Fox and all the other liberal news channels, they're saying that you folks are getting concerned, you're worried about the economy and all that kind of, I mean, again, and grocery prices are going down, gas prices are going down, the tariffs are going to take a little while to work things out. But ladies and gentlemen, there's really nothing to panic about right now. So you can't buy into the drive-by media and all of the hullabaloo out there. And there's a lot of hullabaloo. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. What they ought to be focused on and what we're going to be focused on is the complete implosion of the Democrat Party, because that is looking bad. And the good news here is, and this could be the saving grace, because the do-nothing Congress, which is controlled by the Republicans, it's going to happen one of two ways. They're either going to squeak out with another victory in the midterms, or it is going to be, it's going to be a massacre, a political massacre. But right now, you have AOC rising in the Democrat Party, and people are really excited about this, and they're saying, oh, absolutely, AOC needs to be the leader of the Democrat Party. Well, you need to think long and hard about that, because when you look at many of the Democrats that have been elected after AOC got elected, these people are to the left of her. And that tells me you are going to have an incredibly radicalized version of the Democrat Party. By the way, Dick Durbin announcing that he is no longer going to be running for re-election. He's 80 years old, and he actually had the sense that God gave him to get out of the race. Says that's it. Also, another elderly congresswoman from Illinois says she's going to be pulling out, a Democrat. So it very well may be that the Republicans, and the saving grace here is that things are so bad on the Democrat side that the Republicans are going to be able to squeak through. But those of you who are concerned about what the Democrats did, the weaponization of the federal government going all the way back to the Obama years, I don't know if we're actually going to get to the bottom of all of that. I really don't. And I hate to be the bearer of that news. But it just seems to me that there are a lot of distractions, and there are a lot of people up in Washington that clearly do not want the president to go down that path. I disagree. I think we have to go down that path. I think we have to be the ones that say, you know what? You know what? We've got to make sure we get justice here. We got to make sure this never happens again. We've got to make sure, and this goes all the way back to Russia, 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 the collusion. We've got to address that. We almost had, and just think about this, ladies and gentlemen, we almost had a coup in this country that was led by Barack Hussein Obama. If Russia, Russia, Russia had actually connected with the American people, then Donald Trump could have lost that race. So we're dealing with a lot of serious issues, and we need serious people in the White House and in all of the federal agencies to deal with all of this. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Meanwhile, you've got the president out there, and man, he is signing executive orders left and right. And again, these are great executive orders, but they all go away once President Trump leaves office. All it's going to take is a flick of the pen, and the new president can do away with all of that, which is why, again, I'm calling them the do-nothing Congress, because they're not doing anything at all. Well, let's go to the phone lines here. Winston-Salem, North Carolina, WSJS, our terrific affiliate there. MC, what's on your mind?
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Starnes, and thanks for taking my phone call. I just want to counsel my fellow Americans to practice patience and stay away from fear, which I think some great leaders who are Democrats said that, but many years ago, of course. But I think people are frustrated. I mean, I was telling your producer there, your screener, that I was gouged on eggs at the grocery store the week before Easter. But hey, I can get over that.
Well, so MC, I mean, you see all the negative news out there. Does that impact you at all, at the very least? Or are you at the level in your conservative thinking that you understand that this is all propaganda?
Well, I've been a conservative for a long time, even though I was raised up to be a young Democrat up there, up the road from you by 40 at the state capitol. And it's still a Democrat area up there, but as is Memphis. But I'm just conservatism is just a good practice in life. I mean, don't overspend your money. Just what I'm talking about, conservatism in every aspect of your life. But be prepared to take risks when they're available. Now, I want to say something about the purported death of the Democrats. I was mentioning that after Nixon crushed them in 72, they went on. They had a telethon like Jerry Lewis would, and they came back. But stick to your principles and get the job done, and people will vote for you.
That's it. That's the lesson here that Trump is trying to teach the Republicans in Congress. Trump is delivering on his promises. We've got to make sure the Republicans on Capitol Hill deliver on theirs. MC, it's good advice. Thank you for calling in. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, I've got to talk about Justice Gorsuch. He had one of the wildest exchanges during that Supreme Court hearing the other day over whether or not parents actually have a right to opt their kids out of these crazy sex and gender classes. We're going to play some audio from that. And I am telling you, folks, the war on the culture, it is ratcheting up. Hey, don't forget, head over to ToddStearns.com right now. We have all sorts of great stories, newsletter for you, podcast. And, of course, be sure to get yourself a pre-ordered copy of my brand-new book. It's called Star-Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. All right, hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
Hi. Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
All right, welcome back to the South Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us today. Someone sent it to me today, and I was just so intrigued. It's a little old, but this cracks me up, and it illustrates a very important point. So a woman goes into a Taco Bell in Florida, and she is in the drive-thru, and she orders food. And it was a gordita or something, I don't know, crunchy, cheesy gordita or something, or a chalupa. And so anyway, she's placing her order, and the person comes on. You have the squawk box, and sometimes it's really hard to hear what people are saying, you know, at the drive-thru.
Buenos días, tal vez con un Taco Bell.
And so you're like, wait, what?
Buenos dias. Welcome to Taco Bell.
And so the lady in the car would have had the same reaction I would have had. It's like, what? What the heck? What's going on? So she pulls around, and she's trying to, oh, it was a Chalupa Supreme Combo. Oh, that's tasty. And so anyway, apparently Chalupa Supreme Condom. No, that's a really inappropriate south of the border treat. No, apparently. Jeez, hello. Did I tell you I had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to catch my flight this morning back to Memphis? So anyway, the Chalupa Supreme Combo does not translate south of the border. So the poor lady, she posted the incident and on her Facebook, and she the people were there like, no speaky English, no speaky English. Yo quiero Taco Bell. And like, what do you mean nobody speaks English here? Nobody spoke English. The entire staff. That's what they said. So another staffer comes over, and well, here's how it all went down.
Nobody here speak English. Nobody in the back speak English.
No. At this Taco Bell drive-thru, no Spanish, no service.
I'm trying to order food, and
no hay nadie que hable inglés.
Alexandra Montgomery thought it was a joke and pulled out her camera.
Okay, but I want to order food.
Hay nadie que hable inglés. Te puedes mover, por favor.
That doesn't make any sense.
No hay nadie que hable inglés.
You're not making any sense.
Okay.
You have a manager here.
En su casa durmiendo.
The annoying Taco Bell employee says the manager is home sleeping.
She was replying to what I was saying in English, but she was replying in Spanish. So it's like, okay, I think you understand what I'm saying.
It was 10:30 Wednesday night. Montgomery went to this Taco Bell at 785 East 9th Street in Hialeah. The employee tells Montgomery that this is Hialeah. To move on, there are cars behind her, and even gives her the address of another Taco Bell.
That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't mean nothing, because this is Hialeah. But this is America. You understand what I'm saying. So if I say I want a number 6 on the menu, you can put that on the computer and take my order. Don't tell me you can't take my order because you don't speak English.
We went to Taco Bell today.
You speak English?
Yes.
I can order in English, right?
Yes.
What happened the other night?
No,
I'm not mad or anything, but I just feel totally disrespected.
I'm with this lady. It's America. I want my chalupa. But the music kills me. It's, you get a little misty there, right? You feel sad for the lady because you know why? Because you can relate. We've all been there, right? It doesn't matter if you're in the Taco Bell or if you're on the phone trying to fix your cell phone coverage. You know what I'm talking about. It's hard. People just don't speak English as much as they used to. So anyway, I feel bad for the lady. I really do. But I thought it was interesting that one of the staffers pulled an AOC. Did you pick up on that? Because when the guy goes in, the reporter, oh, hello, sir. Welcome to Taco Bell. May I take your order, please? And then when he says, can you talk about what happened? Oh, no comento, sir. No comento, sir. Housekeeping? No. I'm telling you, something doesn't smell right there. Well, that could be the gordita, yes, Dylan, but something else doesn't smell right. Let me say this, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have a sovereign nation if you don't have a common language. I mean, it's really true, right? I mean, there are all these efforts around the nation, and this is a great example, is that it seems to me if you are going to come to this country and live in this country, then you need to learn our language. And if you don't want to learn the language, then you need to go back to where you came from. I mean, it really is that simple to me. It's that simple. Again, without a common language, we can't have a sovereign nation, nor apparently can we order the delicious cheesy gordita crunch at Taco Bell. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Ben Dieter, you moved to the southern states from the north, so you're sort of a Yankee. Did you have trouble with the language when you came down to these parts? I mean, was that like a big thing?
It was definitely a little bit of a culture shock, but not in a bad way, not in a negative interaction like this. I think the crazy thing about moving to the South was not only did you get your sweet tea and it was incredible, you got a full dose of sweet Southern hospitality, where these people down here, when you order like your Popeye's chicken, Todd, they want to know who raised you. They want to know where you go to church. So I think, yes, the accent, the Southern twang, is that what they call it? It definitely is thick here. And I had to get used to the slight language barrier. But the people just here, they're so much kinder. Southern hospitality is a real thing.
We are very nice. I think it's, you know, again, we were the only part of the country that got burned out during the War of Northern Aggression. So we didn't have a lot. So we had to share with everybody. And that's where Southern hospitality came about.
Why don't the guys have, why don't the guys have the Southern accents and the drawl as much as the ladies?
Well, I think they do. But the problem is, and there was a survey done, that you have so many people moving in from the Yankee states, the northern states, down south, and they're bringing their language with them, and unfortunately, it's having an impact. So a lot of kids that are growing up in the southern states don't necessarily have as strong of an accent as they've had in years past or generations past.
Do you think you have an accent?
No.
I think you do.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But I can pick up your Pennsylvania thing, that
people
Amish
think I'm
accent.
From, no, that, I'm not. No, sometimes people will hear me talk. Todd, this is the biggest insult.
What did you say? What's that word you just said? Talk.
Here's what they'll say. You sound like you're from Los Angeles. And I get so mad. When I first started on the air here. No, listen. You brought me from the East. I started a show, or we started the morning show. And because our listeners are used to that Southern twang, I didn't have it. So people thought I was from, like, the West Coast. And I had to explain to them, no, this is not Los Angeles. I just speak a different vernacular. Very young, very hip. It's also its own language.
I don't think California even has an accent. I really don't.
Yeah, but it's just mean.
No, well, well, that's
Step
true.
Up.
That's true. But this, I mean, it's just a crazy story.
Do you ask in that moment, though, if you're ordering tacos or like your crunchy tacos? I love the beefy five-layer burrito. The best. Do you ask them for assistance? In that moment, when you don't understand, I don't know if you put like Google Translate up there and they can translate it back to you. I mean,
brilliant.
That's what we're going to have to do. Or maybe they hire translators to be the drive-through mediators between the people ordering the food and the Espanol speakers.
See, I should have done that. I didn't even think about using Google Translate because I was having an issue with my remote control and I was talking to somebody in somewhere in India. So I could have used that because I have no idea what they told me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I still don't know.
As long, so like I'll be honest, I go to taco trucks and sometimes there is a language barrier there. So that's where menus come in handy. And they've got to have photos, and you just point to it. You just point, circle here with your finger.
A click and point.
Yeah, but if you're doing a drive-thru order, that's where you're going to need someone who speaks the common language.
Uno, number uno, no, numero uno, si, senor, please, por favor.
I don't know. Someone's taking Rosetta Stone.
You know why? Because I'm an American, and this is why I hate traveling, you know, out of the country. Everything I need is right here in the United States. Everything, including ice. You know, they don't put ice in drinks over there in Europe.
Really?
Again, the lifestyle choices of those folks over across the big pond, I don't get it.
But it's always interesting because people would listen to this segment and say it's very intolerant that you're not willing to
yes,
learn
it's intolerant.
A language.
No, why should I?
Well, because this is America. This is the land of mixed languages. This is basically the Tower of Babel, and it's here in America.
No, you gotta learn English.
But they would call that racist. But if you do go, say you want to go to Rome, you want to see the Colosseum, maybe you want to go see the Conclave, and all of that happening right now, you have to learn their language or you will be lost. You will be that tourist that is stumbling around the streets of Rome. And that's just the way that it is. But there's this perception that because America is the melting pot of the world, which in some cases it is, we must concede our language and to not make you a racist.
Well, I will say this about those Italians and everybody else over there. I think they do know English. I think they do, and they just don't say it to make us miserable, right? That's what I truly do. I am done. And the French are the worst, by the way. They're just rude. I mean, we pulled their fat out of the fire twice. Otherwise, they'd be singing German songs.
Yeah, yeah.
And drinking German beer. Celebrating Oktoberfest. So don't get all high and mighty on me, Louis Pepe Le Pew. Anyway, all that to say, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we need to have English as the official language of the United States of America. And if you come here and you don't learn our language, then you go back.
What language did you take in high school? Do you remember?
Yeah, I took Spanish.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in the Espanol club.
I can tell. You learned a lot.
We just ate a lot of tacos. I don't think you're allowed to do that in Spanish club nowadays. I think that's inappropriate or something.
Appropriating.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's triggering.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, kind of like Taco Tuesday, you know, in colleges, they had to do away with that.
Yeah. And it's not appropriating. It's appreciating. We appreciate the culture. Give us tacos on a Tuesday.
Is that really a Mexican? Never mind. All right. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Oh, I've got to play this audio. This is Michelle Obama, Big M. And she is unloading a lot of, I don't know, aggression, frustration.
Unleashing the beast.
Yeah, it's really, there's a lot in there. And she's letting it out. Cut number four.
My decision to skip the inauguration, you know, what people don't realize, or my decision to make choices at the beginning of this year that suited me were met with such ridicule and criticism. Like, people couldn't believe that I was saying no for any other reason, that they had to assume that my marriage was falling apart.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's like, mm-hmm. while I'm here really trying to own my life and intentionally practice making the choice that was right for me. And it took everything in my power to not do the thing that was right, or that was perceived as right, but do the thing that was right for me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hard thing for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I had to basically trick myself out of it. And it started with not having anything to wear. I mean, I had affirmatively, because I'm always prepared for any
right.
funeral, anything. I walk around with the right dress. I travel with clothes just in case something pops off.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, if I'm not going to do this thing, I got to tell my team, I don't even want to have a dress ready.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's so easy to just say, let me do the right thing.
But then you become a shock absorber.
Yeah.
And that's what women are.
Yeah.
Shock absorbers.
Yeah.
And
That's exhausting. And it's not healthy.
Yeah.
It is not healthy. Mm-hmm. You've had to be shock absorbers for your husband, for your children, for your mom, for your family, your loved ones, because of where you were sitting in the public eye. Mm-hmm. That's not fair to you. When do you ever get to live for you? Mm-hmm. I applaud you. Mm-hmm. I'm happy that you are taking care of yourself in the way that you need to.
Yeah.
You poor woman. I feel emotional. I'm emoting right now. You know
what popped off? What was popping off? I have so many questions.
What's going on with the wardrobe? She's one of the wealthiest women in America. You think that she would have a vast closet full of clothes that she could, but you just heard her there. You know, something might pop off. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all about.
Was the takeaway there that she missed the inauguration because she didn't have a dress?
No. The takeaway, and here's the question. Did she not attend? I get Donald Trump. All right, I understand that. She hates that man. But I'm confused about Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter was actually a member of the Democrat Party, and he was the party elder by many years. And when he died, you would think that all of the Democrats would have showed up to pay their respects. So here's the question I have. Is it possible that the reason why Michelle Obama did not go, because everybody thought it was the marriage, but is it possible that she didn't want to go to the funeral for a dead white guy? Just throwing that out there. 901-260-5926. That is a messed up lady right there. She needs some serious therapy.
Well, she's the victim. Of course she does.
She is the victim.
She's a victim.
Here. Mm-hmm. I guess she's no longer proud of America. Are we back? Are we reverting? All right. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right. I have a question. Is it, and this may be a bit delicate because it's for the ladies of the Todd Stern's radio show audience. Ladies, are you about to start birthing more babies? And I ask this because President Trump really wants American women of birthing age to start popping out little babies, little American patriots. And I'm wondering if that's actually going to happen. You know, the birth rate in America was at an all-time high back in the 1970s, all-time low up until last year, and then it ticked up just a smidge when Trump got reelected. But anyway, President Trump is out there, and he is calling. He's even playing around with an idea of giving you ladies money if you're having babies. So I'm just curious. Why is it that ladies are not having babies? Why is it that many ladies are now waiting until they're in their late 20s, early 30s before having their first child? Back in the 1970s, girls right around the age of 21, that's when you started procreating. According to the New York Post, Trump backs a $5,000 baby bonus for new moms in a bid to reverse the declining birth rate. He says it sounds like a good idea. President was asked about it in the Oval Office yesterday. The administration's deliberations over the so-called baby bonus, first reported by the New York Times. So I'm curious, should we have large families? You know, that's like a big deal. I know in the Christian world, you have the Duggars and all those other reality TV people with, 78 kids and counting? I mean, and then the Mormons are popping out a lot of kids as well. But, and the Catholics used to, but now I don't know what's going on with the Catholics. I'm just curious, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get into more of that coming up right after the break. We'll be right back.
Do more with up to 5 times more power, more versatility, and more features than any ordinary handheld trimmer when you upgrade to a DR trimmer mower from DR Power Equipment. Featuring all steel frames, an adjustable handlebar, oversized wheels, and the strongest trimmer cord on the market, a DR trimmer lets you easily mow everywhere a bladed mower can't. Visit drpower.com today and shop the sale.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, these activist judges, they're getting on my nerves. Welcome to the Todd Starr radio program. Good to have you with us today. Some breaking news to share with you. This coming out of New Hampshire, the New York Slimes reporting, Dana Goldstein, the reporter, a federal judge in New Hampshire limited on Thursday the Trump administration's ability to withhold federal funds from public schools that have certain diversity and equity initiatives. So, in other words, the judge has now put a hold on the Trump administration's plans to take away federal funding from these schools that have DEI initiatives going on. The judge, Landia McCafferty, said the administration had not provided an adequately detailed definition of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and that its policy threatened to restrict free speech in the classroom while overstepping the executive branch's legal authority over schools. She wrote, the loss of federal funding would cripple the operation of many educational institutions. Now, this gal's not exactly the brightest bulb, ladies and gentlemen, because that's the entire point of all of this, to cripple the operations of many educational institutions. The National Education Association, the nation's largest teachers union, filed a lawsuit, and the Center for Black Educator Development, a nonprofit group that seeks to train and recruit black teachers and black teachers only, are among those who filed the lawsuit. The judge declined to issue a nationwide pause on the policy. Instead, she limited her ruling to schools that employ or contract with at least one member of the groups that brought the lawsuit. The NEA has about 3 million members, including some in states that ban teachers from collective bargaining. Oh, by the way, they buried this, and this is the first thing I Googled. As soon as I saw the court ruling, I always do this. Whenever I see a court ruling against Donald Trump, I immediately Google the judge to find out who nominated the person, and Judge McCafferty was appointed by former President Barack Hussein Obama. So there you go. This is what happens, and a lot of people, we've been talking about the activist judiciary forever on this program, but ladies and gentlemen, I don't think anyone truly, deeply understands the impact that the judicial branch could have here. They're now placing themselves above Donald J. Trump and the presidency of the United States. So there we go. Now, the Trump administration, they've argued that things like white privilege or structural racism, that's what they're teaching in these classrooms. That has to stop. And this is one of the reasons why, and pardon me, ladies and gentlemen, but this is one of the reasons why you are seeing a rise in violence among certain people groups. Because, and this is to be expected, and I think they want this to happen. Because what you're doing is you're teaching in the classroom that one group of people, just because they were born a certain way, a certain skin color, they are the oppressor, and people born another skin color are the oppressed. And so over the past couple of years, you have seen a rise in the increase in, I mean, these videos are all over the place, of the oppressed brutally beating and attacking and then sometimes plunging a knife into the hearts of the oppressors. I'm just saying, when you teach that kind of twisted, demonic education, this is what you're going to get out of it. Because in many cases, you've got kids now that are well over 18, and they have spent their entire academic career learning they are either the oppressor or they're the oppressed. And you're surprised by the level of violence we have on the streets right now directed against the oppressed, the oppressors? You're surprised by that? I'm not surprised, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, this breaking news, coming out of New Hampshire. So we'll keep you updated on that. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Elon Musk is very concerned that you folks are not birthing babies, I guess, at the same rate, you know, he is. Oh, my goodness. How many kids is he up to now? Dieter, can you do a Google? It may have gone up since we started the show. But Elon Musk is very concerned about the declining birth rates. Cut number 13.
Well, there's a lot of things, I suppose, that I worry about. But and some of these things will seem esoteric to people. The birth rate is very low in almost every country. Unless that changes, civilization will disappear. America had the lowest birth rate, I believe, ever. That was last year. Places like Korea, the birth rate is one-third replacement rate. So that means in three generations, Korea will be 3 or 4% of its current size. Nothing seems to be turning that around. Humanity is dying. And people, it's just not something we evolved to react to.
So he's not wrong. And by the way, Dieter, we're 14 kids. That's where Elon is up to 14 offspring now. Do we know how many baby mamas? No, it can't be 15. That's impossible, but it's close. So he's up there getting close to Duggar country with it. But again, Elon's got a point here that these birth rates are dropping. And if you think they're bad here in Japan, get this, folks, it's down 5%. And the Japanese don't know what the heck to do. I mean, they're literally trying all sorts of incentives. Japan's birth rate is now at a record low. Get this. Are you ready for this? In 2024, last year, we're talking about an entire nation here. Only 720,000 babies were born. That's insane. This is the ninth consecutive year of decline in births in Japan. And the problem is, and the reason this is being exacerbated is, you got babies coming into the world, but you got a boatload of Japanese going out. Because last year, they had a record number of deaths. And that's going to be happening here. We have the baby boomers, the largest generation, and they are starting to kick the bucket. It happens when you get old. The situation is further complicated in Japan by a decrease in the number of marriages, with a record low of 474,717 marriages in 2023. So not only are the Japanese not birthing babies, they're also not getting married. And the government doesn't know what to do about it. According to reports, they have implemented measures including incentives. And we don't know what those incentives are. Are they giving everybody Barry White music? Baby making music? Is that what's going on here? Oh, baby, my baby. I don't know. Financial incentives are offering those. But ultimately, they're trying to figure out why the population of Japan is shrinking. By the way, China is in a world of hurt, and they have a mandate, a very strict policy, one baby per family. And that has ravaged their nation. But it's happening here as well. And that's got a lot of people wondering, why is it that guys and gals are not getting married at a young age? Why are they not having babies? I mean, usually back in the 1970s, it's not that long ago, but back in the 1970s, you would pretty much get married in your early 20s. And by the time you're 23 or 24, you already have your baby. Some of you 18. So I'm curious about that. I want you to listen, though, to how people are interpreting Donald Trump. Cut 3.
Years ago, when white people are the dominant group.
How do you pin them down, though, on that?
How do we
the fact that restricting abortion access was Jane Crow part one, mm-hmm. and that then incentives to procreate that are very specifically tailored to specific groups are part two. How do you make the subtext textual?
I'm curious what if Black and Latina and Asian women said, sign me up? Like all these programs that you're offering, let's see if they will still offer them. I mean, we saw this. I mean, I know it's a not a one-to-one comparison, but we saw with certain gun control, right? When the Black Panther Party said, oh, well, you want to have guns? Mm-hmm. We want to have guns. All of a sudden, we have gun laws, right? And we saw a backpedaling. What if women of color said, all of these policies that you're making so easy for other women, what if we were all of a sudden interested in it? I'd be really curious, because we know the overarching fear is that white people will not be the dominant group by 2040. Now, we also know that you don't have to be white to subscribe to white supremacy. We've seen that quite a bit. But this particular administration has always come in with a very laser-sharp focus on what it means for women in this country, where women should be in this country. It is not in the halls of Congress. It is at home, in the family, with children. And they're being as explicit as they possibly can be with these new policies.
So now you've got that's Fordham University Associate Professor Christina Greer. And she's claiming that the reason why Trump wants American women to have babies is because we need more white people. I don't know where she gets that, because Trump never said anything about skin color at all. Not at all. Sunny Hostin, one of the squawking magpies on The View, she said that she read between the lines, and here's what she came up with. Cut two.
I want to reframe the issue a little bit, because when I look at something like this, these proposals, I want to know why, and I want to know who's making them. And so when I looked into that, they're saying that the U.S. birth rate is declining. However, in 2024, there was a 1% increase in U.S. births. Uh-huh. But that increase was with Hispanic mothers mm-hmm. and Asian mothers. So they don't seem to be concerned about that increase. They seem to be more concerned about a decrease in other populations.
Say it.
No, I think that's good enough.
It's not based on that.
And so, well, it's just based on a study. And so the other thing,
but
I will.
Have they said that anywhere? I mean, I feel like
yeah,
it could be
it's
fair.
Just,
fair to hope.
It's just a.
Have they said that this is to target only white families?
Oh, I didn't say that.
You have to read between the lines.
You got to read between the lines. I don't think that's what Trump is saying here. I mean, but again, it's like the Japanese. You got to start having Japanese babies or you're going to lose your country. And that's what is keeping Elon Musk up at night. But I'm curious why families are not having children. And this is true, though, that among the highest rates of childlessness, it's white women. White women are not going out there and having babies. Let's go to Jim real quick in Lakeland, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM, wants to weigh in on this issue. Hi, Jim. What you got for us?
Thank you for taking my call. I think the divorce rate of what lawyers do to each other, I mean, due to the families when they split, I think that has a lot to do with it, because a lot of this generation is raised in a broken family. And when they see all of the stuff that goes on between their parents and they split, then I think that makes them more prone to not want to get married. Plus, also in a divorce, a man or a woman, you know, build up a big nest egg, and then the lawyers want to get into it, and then they end up losing a lot of money in that end. I think it is because I was a single parent, and I raised both my children by myself. And I know what it costs and what it takes to raise them. And, of course, mine are grown now, and, you know, and they've done real well.
Well, I'm very curious, Jim, because clearly families have shrunk over the years. Parents, normally it would not be unusual to have a family of four or five kids. Now that's extremely unusual. Many families only have one or two, you know, children. Then there's a report out. The RFK Jr. like shocked America on Jesse Waters the other night by saying that testosterone levels in teenage boys were being dwarfed by 68-year-old men. And he's saying that a lot of the food that kids are eating today is really not food, and suggesting that the food that we're getting at the grocery store could play a part in some of that as well. But I'm curious, Jim, because there has been a cultural shift. And I think Elon, would you concur with Elon that this is a problem if Americans aren't having kids?
Well, I could see, that it's going to be a problem later on. I can see that very much, you know. because then you won't have enough paying taxes in, and like you say, you can end up losing the country over a period of generations.
You sure could. You sure could. All right, Jim, good thought there. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Fascinating story. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Wow. Somebody just sent me a text. I'll share this momentarily. I've got to check it out for just a moment. Let's go to Jim in Little Rock, Arkansas. All right, Jim, what's going on here?
Hey, Todd. It's Jerry, by the way. But anyway, that's beside the point. Did I just hear that psychotic Marxist woman from some university say, quote, abortion restrictions is a form of Jane Crow, unquote? Wasn't that what she said?
Yes, it is, Jerry. And I think I know where you're going with this, but go ahead.
You cannot make this stuff
no,
up.
No, you can't.
So if I, as a white American, want to do everything I can to prevent 40% of the potential black population from being executed in the womb, that proves that I'm a racist? Oh, my goodness, Todd, how does that work?
Jerry, I would contend that white people in America, and specifically white pro-life Christians in America, have done more to save unborn black babies than Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all that bunch.
Absolutely.
Jasmine Crockett.
As many of them as they can.
Big M. Yeah, no, I mean, the list goes on and on. Look, and again, the professor here, and if you go to Fordham University, you really might want to rethink that, if that's the kind of education you're getting. But, Jerry, let's remind people why Planned Parenthood was started in the first place.
To get rid of blacks.
That's right, to exterminate black babies. I mean, if we want to have that conversation, let's have that conversation. But every single life is precious, Jerry, and this is what happens when only some lives matter in America. But, Jerry, I'm glad you picked up on that, but certainly an unhinged take on it from the Fordham University professor. All right. Hey, Jerry, thank you for that. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
They're not having babies in Japan is just because, have you seen those mannequins? They do everything as a real woman does and a real man does. So that's why the population's going down so much. For $1,600, you can have a lifelong partner. You don't have to spend any more money. Just saying.
Wow. Well, not everything, Mark. That's Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown, leaving us a shout out. And by the way, you can do that if you actually download our free app, and you can do that by going to toddstearns.com, click on the app tab at the very top of the page, and we'll get you taken care of. You know, Ben, I'm feeling moved by all of this, and you know me. I love America. I always want America to be great, and I want America to be procreating again. I really do. I think we need mountains of children. And I'm calling, I know the Baptists, we don't have a lot of kids, but the Catholics, you know, back in the day, it was, you know, 5-6 kids. You know, we weren't at Duggar levels, but, you know, look at the Mormons. You had all the singing groups, right? Donnie and Marie and all the brothers. You guys know what I'm talking about. So all I'm saying, Dieter, is I feel moved that we maybe should do something here on the Todd Stearns radio program.
I'm scared. Are you going to be the stork?
No, but I do wonder if maybe, just maybe, we need to start what I have just, in the commercial break, I've just come up with a name, the Todd Stearns National Repopulation Initiative.
Wow. Can we get a government fund?
And maybe we could just, we could dedicate a segment of this program, and we could actually just, you know, start it right here on the national show. In the privacy of your home, of course. Maybe put on a little, you know, Barry White. Lower the lights, ladies and gentlemen. Splash on a little Old Spice. Maybe drop by the 7-Eleven and get some flowers for the lady.
It's not all you're going to need.
Mm-mm. Get some delicious Dinstals chocolate-covered strawberries. And let's just start making babies great again.
My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe.
I mean, it would be a quick 3-minute segment, but, I mean, still.
Yeah, we only have 5 minutes in this segment, Todd.
I know, that could be tough for some.
Well, you could have a baby in under, well, I don't want to get too biological, but it is possible. But the clock is clicking, ladies and gentlemen. Ticking. Go.
It really is.
We've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds left.
I mean, you know, a lot of people don't know what to do in the commercial breaks, so they could just make a baby, you know, to make Trump great again. I'm just saying. I don't know. We've got to do something.
Can we get a baby ticker?
We can't let down our president.
We need a ticker. Every baby that's made during the Todd Stearns baby initiative, we put it up on a billboard or a big screen. What?
I have had an epiphany. God bless you, Barry White. We will call them toddlers. Maybe need some work.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that. Okay, that was kind of weird.
That was kind of creepy.
Yeah, it was.
You're the godfather of all these babies now. You know that.
Uncle Todd.
Uncle Todd or Godfather Todd, and that means you're going to be going to the bank for these things.
But you know what? When the annals of history are written.
The what?
Never mind. When history is written. I can't.
Go on.
It's going to be a long day.
Todd's gotten no sleep.
When the historians write about this time, they will look on the Todd Stearns radio show, and they will credit our radio show with a massive baby boom in America.
Mm.
I truly believe that. Can we add Barry White to the lineup? Just, you know, you know what? And we'll make it spontaneous so people won't even know. Maybe some Isley Brothers.
Spontaneous is the best.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Thank you, Ben. Oh, geez, Alou. All right. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
I'm hoping my mom is not listening to this. Mom, Dad, this segment does not apply to you. I can't afford another brother in your 50s. Not doing it, brother.
Jeez, Alou. But again, ladies and gentlemen, it's a valid point. And Trump says it's a, you know, it's a pretty good idea. Maybe he'll give it some thought.
So $5,000, is that enough money?
No. I mean, you'll spend that in diapers, I have to imagine.
Yeah.
And that baby food, man, that stuff is nasty. Bushy. I mean, kids in Memphis, you're eating a rib by the time you're, what, 6 months?
Also, I've baby fat back ribs or whatever those are. So I've also heard Todd.
No, it's fat back and baby back ribs.
I don't eat pork.
Wow.
I've also heard, isn't this also how we got welfare? Didn't they, back in the day, essentially pay women to just have babies?
That's right.
And then the fathers weren't around. So this could be, I hear what he's doing. I'm reading between the lines in the sheets. And Todd, it could also lead to a welfare state where then, like, Dylan's like, hey, baby, like, do you want $5,000? Because we're getting ready to go on vacation. Let's get the $5,000 check, and boom, you've got a baby.
I think there have to be some rules and regulations here. And number one is you have to be a happily married male and female, right?
So you have to be married.
You have to be married, and that's really what it gets back to, is the traditional family unit, which was, I think, at its prime in the years after World War II.
Does it apply to Pete
Booty Juice?
Yeah.
No, I don't think he would be eligible.
Oh, okay.
We can't talk about Booty Juice today.
Because those babies are really expensive.
They are. They did the whole thing, yes. And we will talk about that tomorrow. But it's an adoption industry, and there's a weird side to it involving Pete Buttigieg, our former transportation secretary. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to share this story we have up at ToddStearns.com. It is really going viral this afternoon, and it is a shocking story out of Colorado where your tax dollars are being used to fund a sex camp for children. This is happening at the Boulder Valley Health Center, which is an abortion clinic, and they're hosting a summer sex ed camp for elementary school kids, and your tax dollars, according to libs of TikTok, are footing the bill. The children are going to be learning about gender ideology and, other things. And you can go to my website and you can read what those other things are. It's really disgusting. According to the health clinic, we're going to talk about everything related to sex, bodies, sexuality, sexy feelings, media power, and justice. So my question is, are the citizens of Boulder really okay with grown adults sitting around a campfire talking to fifth graders about sexy feelings and singing Chapel Roan songs? You can Google her. But again, the idea that our tax dollars are being used to fund all of this, that's insanity. So we're going to put a call in to the Department of Government Efficiency and the Justice Department, because I'm telling you, the children in Boulder, Colorado are not safe. Whatever happened to just having a nice campfire, some marshmallows, tell some scary ghost stories? But now they're even turning a camp into a perverted thing. It's really sad what's happening in this country. We do not have to. We'll get to that a little bit later. I want to play this audio. Speaking of that, Justice Gorsuch raised an interesting point. There was a big Supreme Court case this week, and the gist of it is this: can parents opt their kids out of these really wacko sex and gender classes? One Maryland school district, they said parents could not opt their kids out. And so you had kids as young as 3 and 4 years old reading these really bizarre storybooks about the LGBT agenda. So anyway, Gorsuch and the attorney for the school district got into it. I want you to listen as Justice Gorsuch is describing one of the books that caused controversy.
So Pride Puppy was the book that was used for the pre-kindergarten curriculum. That's no longer in the curriculum.
That's the one where they are supposed to look for the leather and things and bondage, things like that.
It's right. Not bondage. It's a woman and a leather.
Sex worker, right?
No.
No?
That's not correct. No.
I read it.
It's a drag queen. Drag queen.
Correct.
The leather that they're pointing to is a woman in a leather jacket. And one of the words is drag queen in the search.
And they're supposed to look for those.
It is an option at the end of the book, correct?
Yeah, okay.
The justice is like, so it's a sex worker. No, it's not a sex worker. It's a drag queen. Oh, it's a drag queen. And she's a bondage worker. It's not bondage. It's leather. She's wearing leather. Oh, she's wearing leather. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that the school district is going to lose this case based on the questions coming from the conservatives on the bench. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Well, it's always a fun day when we introduce a brand new sponsor to you and to this great program. And we have so many listeners across the nation, and we certainly thank all of our wonderful sponsors. And we're very excited to introduce you to our friends at Vault U.S. Gold. That's Vault U.S. Gold. And on our newsmaker line right now is Matt Bogost. And Matt, I understand where you go by Bogey. Your friends call you Bogey.
That's correct. That's correct.
Well, I'm excited about this gold company. I was on your website, and it's so easy to maneuver around, and you answer all the questions. I have to imagine a lot of people have. But what sets you guys apart from the other folks in the precious metals industry?
Well, I would think the most important thing about our company is trust. We're different. We've been around. We've been around this game for over 30 years. You know, combined experience at our company. And the most important thing that we saw that we didn't like was the shady sales tactics that these other companies use. The lack of transparency in this industry. And we have hardworking people out there that are trying to make a living and save their retirement. And when you charge 30, 40, 50% in commissions on marking it up on gold or silver, you know, there goes their profit that they're going to make. So we've had a 30% run since the beginning of 2025. And can you imagine someone coming in thinking, oh, this is great. You know, look, my gold's up so much and I'm doing awesome. And really, you're just breaking even right now.
Go ahead. And that's a concern a lot of people have, because for many of them, you know, you're right. This is, we're talking about their retirement accounts, and they can't afford to be losing money on those kinds of things. And so I love how you guys just take people through the process so they can basically be educated before they make those decisions.
Yeah, we don't try and push like a flashy sales pitch. We're pretty much black and white, transparent. We offer our, you know, proposal in writing, which you'll never get from anyone else. You know, it's a personalized process that's simple, transparent. We're not pushing the Let's Go Brandon coin or, you know, the new flavor of the month that is marked up. You know, we're trying to. These are hardworking Americans, and they want to protect their money, just like we want to, you know, look out for them and look out for our dollar. I look at every one of our customers as my grandma or my grandpa.
And no doubt, Bogey, when you look at the economy and the stock market, it's been all over the place lately, which is yet another reason why, and we've been encouraging people, hey, you've got to diversify your retirement funds. And you've got to make sure that you do have precious metals somewhere in the mix.
That's right, Todd. That's right. You know, obviously we've seen 2025 has been a pretty wild ride with the tariffs and the economic jitters shaking everything up. But precious metals have tested time over and over for, you know, for centuries. And the demand for gold and silver this year has really bumped up. I mean, it was in the first Trump term, we saw an 18% rise in the first and second year. It's even more now. So the frenzy's there, it's outpacing, and having a safe haven or diversification is key. I mean, people don't want to lose their life savings. They don't want to cut in half. And I understand, you know, we're trying to make this country better, but there's going to be a little pain and suffering along the way. And this is one way you can help protect yourself and protect your savings.
Well, and Bogey, let's talk about that. What are some very practical things that our listeners can do? Maybe they're new to precious metals. What would you recommend would the first steps be to getting started with Vault U.S. Gold?
So that's a great question, and it's pretty simple. You can call us at 833-511-GOLD, or you can reach us online at our website, vaultusgold.com. And it's really easy. We talk to the customers like I'm talking to you. You discuss your goals, and we share, you know, what we feel and your budget and what's your why are you doing it? Is it to hedge for inflation, or are you saving for retirement? What's the process? What's the period of time you want to go for? We guide you with no pressure. And then we help you pick a path. Like, is it physical gold? Do you want it delivered to your home? Are you looking to roll over a 401k or an IRA for, you know, a tax-advantaged retirement savings program that you can protect your wealth that way as well. We handle all the paperwork. We secure the payments that when they come in, and we coordinate the delivery of your metals to your home or whether it's your IRA set up.
I love this. And folks, if you go right now to vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns, you'll see my face there. And it's a really nice website, by the way. You'll be able to notice a little form on the side that says get your free consultation. Now, if folks fill out their information there, Bogey, what are they going to get?
So they're going to get a call back from us. They'll get an email first, and then they'll get a call back from one of our reps. And the rep will introduce himself, and our goal is to become a lifelong partner with these people, and we'll guide them through every step of this precious metal journey, you know, especially during the tough times. So that means when metals are down or up, they can consult with us, and we can tell them what we're seeing, what the experts are predicting, and if they're looking to sell, we're there for them in that process as well. It's a lifelong investment of that we will be with. You're not going to get another different rep every time. You know, it's you're going to get us, and you're going to get our team.
I love that. Bogey, we got to leave it there. Bogey Bogus, ladies and gentlemen, with Vault U.S. Gold. And I want to give the number out. And, Bogey, we're going to get you back on, and we're going to have more conversations about this because it is so important for our audience to be prepared. So we really do appreciate you guys. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Show, and we're going to have a lot of fun over the coming months.
Thanks, Todd. We appreciate you, and we look forward to helping our fellow Americans and your listeners.
All right. Folks, write down this telephone number and give them a call during the break, 833-511-GOLD. That's 833-511-4653. Or you can visit vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns, and you'll be able to get your free investor kit. You're going to want to check that out. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Stearns.
Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, Hour 3 of the big show. Had a great time yesterday at the White House. And got to meet a lot of great folks, got to say hello to a lot of the folks that I haven't seen in ages over there. But it was certainly an honor, and we certainly appreciate the White House and the Trump administration extending an invitation to our team. I want you to write down our telephone number, and you will need this if you plan on calling into the show, 901-260-5926. Again, that telephone number is 901-260-5926. And I want to circle back just real quick on the guest we had in the last hour of the program from our brand new sponsor at vaultusgold.com. And they are very well known, very well respected in the precious metals industry. And I want you to check out their products and what they have. We certainly appreciate and we value the support of all of the sponsors of this program. And we're excited to add Vault U.S. Gold to the folks that sponsor this show. So the website again, Vault, V-A-U-L-T, vaultusgold.com/Todd Stearns. And you'll see my face there. You're going to be able to get a free investor kit, no strings attached. And we always make sure about that before we partner with folks because, you know, we want to make sure if something is free, something is free. And they want to send you a free investor kit. You can also call them, and I want you to write down the telephone number, 833-511-GOLD. That's 833-511-GOLD. And you can talk to a live human being, and they're going to help you through this process because really first it's about educating yourself And then it's about diversifying your savings and your retirement. So no matter how crazy the stock market gets, you are going to be safe. And that's what that's all about. All right, I want to go to the phone. Sabrina has been holding on, calling us from Memphis, Tennessee, KWAM, our flagship station there. And Sabrina, I understand that you wanted to weigh in on this story about birth rates declining in America.
I do, and it's so good to talk to you. And I will just put out there that I am well past childbearing years myself. But if I were in my 20s and 30s, I would be hesitant to have children if I thought they had to look for a leather-wearing dominatrix in their preschool books. So, I mean, that, I think, has a lot to do with it. It's just sad to think what you're bringing children into in this world anymore.
You know, that is a fair concern when you look at what the kids have to go through, you know, in these schools and the indoctrination that's out there. But do you think that could be a motivating factor among some young ladies out there?
Well, I think for conservative-minded, Christian-minded people, I definitely think that could be a motivational factor.
You know, back in the day, I mean, and I was a Gen Xer, so I was sort of like on the tail end of this. But I mean, families, if you had a family of four, you were kind of you were a small family. You were sort of abnormal because most families had a lot of kids.
Right. I'm in a family of five. So, but I'm the tail end of the boomers.
So. Gotcha. Yeah. My grandmother, she had two sisters and she had six brothers. And, you know, I think that was pretty normal back in she was born in 1917, 1918. And that was pretty normal back in those days.
Sure.
I guess.
Well,
go ahead, Sabrina.
I don't know, but that's just a thought I had about what could be a possibility.
Sabrina, it's a good thought. And we certainly appreciate you calling in and holding on over the break. And I hope you're enjoying KWAM.
Love it.
Wonderful. Like to hear that. Thanks a lot, Sabrina. All right. Have you seen this? This is terrible. Just terrible. So Pope Francis died, and they've got everybody's heading over to Rome. And by the way, Newsmax is going to have live coverage, and I would encourage you to watch their live coverage. They've got just about the entire team over there in Rome. And so you have all these mourners, and normally when you pay your respects, what do? I mean, You go to the funeral home and you if it's an open casket, you walk up and you bow your head and you say a prayer and then you move on to the food. So I mean but it's very respectful. So that this is a terrible story from the New York Post. There is great fury as mourners have been seen taking selfies in front of Pope Francis's body. Where's Dieter? Dieter, I got to ask you about this because you're like you're a big social media guy. This is insanity that some are even posting while they're smiling. So they're not even like in mourning. This is insane. So this is all happening inside Vatican City. And you've got all these people. They're flocking to St. Peter's Basilica. They did say some people are looking sad in their selfies. Is that like a trend now, taking a selfie with a dead body?
You know, if it social media wells, well, I guess, Todd, but this is so disrespectful. And honestly, it's creepy. Let the Pope sleep. The Pope wants to sleep. And so he should be able to sleep without a selfie stick up his face.
Well, here's the thing. So people, the selfie sticks, that's one that where you're able to jack up the phone real high.
And get the angle. Yeah.
Man, Pope looks good from that angle.
I didn't even like that the AP took photos of the Pope, and I'm not even Catholic.
I'm with you.
It looked weird. They have all of these photos. The New York Times has them, and it's a dead person. And you know, Todd, that we're both in the faith community. This is not just Catholics. I mean, they'll live stream funerals at like your said Baptist church, not yours specifically, but it's very common.
We don't do that.
You just have to zoom in. I am on Facebook, and there was a relative of mine that passed away, and I had a relative that took out her phone and went Facebook Live, and I got the whole tour of the casket. I saw the fingers, the head, the body just laying there. I did not want to see that. Todd on Facebook. May he rest in peace.
Wait. Do you remember this was not long ago where, like for the wake, you know, where normally they put the body in like the casket, but there are some funeral homes that will do other things. For example, if let's just say that your loved one enjoys playing the piano, they would prop the body up like it was playing the piano. Have you seen this? Dylan, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's really creepy.
You love eating Chick-fil-A. Todd,
could
are
you
we
imagine,
gonna stuff some like, nuggets hey, in your hand?
Hey, buddy, can you pass the Chick-fil-A sauce? But he's dead. That's why he's not eating his chicken sandwich. Hey, are you going to finish that?
This
That's
is
terrible.
Why, yeah. I mean, people are getting too carried away with this, frankly.
Wow.
And Todd, this is why I'm going to be cremated, because when they burn up my body and they incinerate it, there will be no selfies. I'm just saying.
This is just horrifying. I feel bad, but yeah, I'm glad people are getting upset about this. But it just shows you people just don't care anymore. That's terrible. So you're getting cooked. You're getting barbecued.
Yeah. I'm going to be cremated.
All right. Nothing wrong with that, I don't think. All right. What do you want us to do with the rest of you?
Spread it out in the Mississippi.
All right. We
can
do that.
Throw me off the bridge.
All right. Hey, well, there you go. So, folks, do you find it offensive that people are using selfie sticks to take pictures of themselves and the dead Pope's body? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. And welcome back to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. The first 100 days of the Trump administration, and they have impact. Let's go to the Old Glory Bank Newsmaker line. Say hello to our friend from Missouri, Congressman Eric Burleson. Congressman, I hope you're doing well today.
Doing great, Todd. It's a beautiful day.
You know, Congressman, I was just in Washington yesterday, and it's really remarkable when you step back and see all of the entire list of accomplishments just in the first 100 days of this administration. What say you?
Yeah, this is it's refreshing to have an elected official do what they actually campaigned on, and it's just the first few months. Would you have predicted that we would have cut the number of illegal border crossings by 96%? I knew that President Trump was awesome in his efforts in the first time. I think they're doing even better this time around. So, slashing it to 96% of what it was before. And then the amount of waste, fraud, and abuse that they've identified, you know, they've already found $155 billion in savings through DOGE. You have that he basically protected women and men playing it against women, right, to eliminated that. Eliminated DEI across the board. I mean, the fact that just overnight people stopped telling people, you know, it stopped. It no longer was in vogue to say my pronouns are, you know, X, Y, Z. So it's just a lot. And then you add on top of that those foreign policies. We're returning to the way things were with the Panama Canal. We've opened doors up with talks with Greenland. You now have the Gulf of America. I mean, it's just there's a lot of winning going on.
Well, there really is. And, you know, the question, though, is will the Republicans be able to figure out a way to pay for the agenda?
Yeah, we've got to step in and make these changes, especially the savings that have been identified with DOGE. We need to make those permanent. And that means Congress needs to act. I mean, Trump has demonstrated tremendous courage. Elon Musk has demonstrated courage. And now it's time for us to follow through on it. When it comes to delivering on his tax cuts, we owe it to the president to make his tax cuts permanent and add the no tax on tips and no tax on overtime. And in order to do that, we need to also check another box. We need to make sure that we don't increase the deficit and we actually start getting in the direction of having a balanced budget. And in order to do all of that, we really need to find spending cuts. And I know it's hard, and politicians don't like to cut spending, But it's something that we're going to have to do if we're going to save this country, which is why I've been fighting alongside others to make sure that we're cutting the waste, fraud, and abuse out of Medicaid. We're eliminating all the green new scam tax credits that we possibly can. We're finding every savings that we possibly can in the expenditures, including eliminating the student loan forgiveness scam that Joe Biden tried to implement, and use those savings to pay for these tax cuts.
Congressman, I'm just curious, and it's a genuine curiosity here. How many of the executive orders, how many of the things that President Trump has been doing have actually been codified by the Congress so far?
I don't know that there's been any, really. Not really any. I mean, I think that the Lake and Riley has been the only thing. So I will fully admit I am just as disappointed as anybody that we are not making the Trump executive orders permanent. But I hope that I think the American people need to light a fire under Congress so that we will take action. You know, I come from a state where we would pass in the state legislature. There's some weeks where we would take votes on 100 bills a week. That doesn't seem to happen in Congress, but we could really work with urgency to pass all of it, you know, follow the urgency that Trump has demonstrated and work with just as much speed.
So what's the holdup? If you know, I'm genuinely surprised. We had Congressman Burchett on last week, Tim Burchett from Tennessee, and he said maybe one or two. He wasn't quite sure that had been, you know, that had been codified. I'm just wondering, what's the holdup?
Yeah, I think it's typical Washington where sometimes leadership will identify people that maybe don't support a topic, and rather than make them take the tough vote, then they will not bring the vote to the floor. And because a lot of times they're protecting those people from the purple districts. And so, but here's where what that leaves us with. We're left with only policies that people from the moderate purple districts will accept. In essence, they get a veto power over all the other policies that the Republican Party wants to pass when leadership turns that kind of power over to people from the swing district.
Well, Congressman, I appreciate your candor, and it sounds like all of our listeners need to be working the phones and calling their elected representatives and urging them to, you know, to start getting down to business.
Absolutely. I mean, we need to demonstrate the same courage that Donald Trump has demonstrated in the same speed and velocity. It's time for Congress to get back to work and move quickly.
All right. Well, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. I really appreciate your time. I know you guys are quite busy these days, but we always appreciate you hanging out with us on the radio.
Thank you, Todd. Any day.
All right. Congressman Eric Burleson from the great state of Missouri, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. I want to get to the bottom of this, because if we don't codify these things, they all go away. As soon as Trump leaves office, boom, it's over. So we have got to get Congress. They've got to start cracking. They've got to start cracking. Let's go to Carol in Augusta, Georgia, and wants to weigh in on this bizarre story about the Pope and the selfie sticks. Hi, Carol. Are you surprised by this?
Well, I'm very disappointed. I think it's abhorrent that anyone would think to do such a thing. But I also am wondering why those people who work in the Vatican let it happen. No phones. No phones allowed in here. No phones. I can hear that. And I think that is, first of all, I think it's immensely disrespectful. I also think that the people who are doing that think higher themselves than the person in the casket. And it's just infuriating to me that somebody let that happen. Because I don't know how you handle 3,000 people a day. I'm here for the complaint, not the solution.
Well, that's what we're here for, to take your complaint, Carol. You called the complaint department. You know what it is, Carol? Their mamas didn't raise them right.
Well, that I don't know what. I do think that they think highly of themselves and obviously have no respect for the papacy.
Clearly. So, all right. Well, Carol, thank you for calling in, and I love it. I haven't heard that phrase before. Well done, you, Carol. I love that. Dieter, check your text messages. I sent you some photos. This is like a big thing where they're staging bodies like at the funeral homes instead of in the casket, like at a discotheque with the disco ball. And they're, the one I sent you, the guy's riding, the dead guy's riding a motorcycle. It's insane. I've never seen anything like it. It's disgusting. Just disgusting. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Come on, folks. You know your mamas raised you right. Don't be taking pictures of the dead Pope. Come on. We'll be right back, America. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Okay, yes, it's been a weird show. It has. This is what happens when your host has to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get back to Memphis, Tennessee. I will say this though, this is sort of cool. There were a bunch of, I'm just going to call them Navy SEALs, or at least veteran Navy SEALs, and they were in their civilian attire. There were a lot of them on the plane, and one of the guys sat down in front of me, and he was wearing a MAGA hat, and it was, I said, dude, nice hat, and he was like, thank you, appreciate that, and but anyway, it's a fun flight. Unfortunately, somebody got violently ill, and I'm not sure what was going on back in the plane, but somebody actually asked the flight attendant in the first class section if she had a supersized, like, Glad garbage bag. So it was not a pretty sight in the back of the plane. I hope they're okay. Anyway, all that to say, it was an eventful flight coming back here to Memphis today. We have been so excited to add a number of brand new affiliates. And one of those affiliates is in the beautiful Commonwealth of Virginia, Winchester, Virginia. I'm talking about News Talk 1400 WINC. And on the Old Glory Bank Newsmaker line, we are honored to have our friend Todd Bartley joining us. And Todd, welcome to the show.
Todd, thanks for having me today. Really appreciate it.
And I hope we haven't gotten you in too much trouble with some of our crazy conversations we've been having.
No, I mean, that's for you to be in D.C. yesterday in the White House is actually one of the main reasons, you know, for such a time as this, to bring the Todd Starn Show to the Shenandoah Valley and Winchester's first radio station, WINC.
Well, it's really an honor to be a part of the great lineup there. And Todd, you've been in the radio business a long time, and I'm just always partial to folks who have been in the business a long time, have owned radio stations, run radio stations, know what it's like to have to run out to the tower in the wee hours of the morning and get things kicking again. There's really something about radio when it gets in your blood.
No question about it. And then, you know, just reading your story and seeing the career that you had on the television side, and then to make the leap into, you know, station ownership. I mean, you know what it is to go out and call engineers and do this on a daily basis, and then to, you know, to syndicate a show and that type of thing, you know, self-syndicate really on your own and get that off the ground is really a testament to you and our business and where it's kind of going now. I mean, you're ahead of the curve on the podcast side. You're ahead of the curve on non-traditional media, and we're just really proud to partner with you. We really are.
So tell our listeners a little bit about what you guys are doing there in Virginia, and this great radio station has a great heritage. It was the first radio station in the Valley, is that right?
Yeah, so WINC signed on 6 months prior to Pearl Harbor happening. So years ago, you know, in 1941, one of the first major news events they covered was Pearl Harbor. And just being able to carry that legacy forward being able to cover Shenandoah University athletics. We partnered with Christendom College last year in my several years here to be able to add them. They just won a women's basketball national championship. We'll have Shenandoah baseball this weekend. It's really to your mindset as well as local, local, local. And that's what we're all about. We have a sister FM station here as well. It's the Heritage FM adult contemporary station in the market. There's a lot of really great things going on with the Winks, W-I-N-C's.
I love that. That's a lot of fun. What is it about radio? I mean, you could be doing anything. I know you've spent some time doing a lot of sports, play-by-play. What is it about radio that really drew you to the industry?
So my dad started his college radio station, got it on the air years ago. We'll leave the year out to protect, you know, his identity type thing, but it was many years ago. So down in the basement, we had a reel-to-reel, an old cassette deck, a mic, the old Radio Shack mixer. And from the time, you know, 7, 8 years old, I was doing, you know, shows and theater of the mind type things. And it got me to a very early age. And then to be able to go to Cleveland in the mid-90s, cover 2 World Series with the then Cleveland Indians and intern 1 year and then 2 years later get hired as an on-air talent. And then a year after that, be in station ownership for the first time. The radio bug got me, and it's stayed with me. I've had the good fortune to be able to help, you know, somebody self-syndicate, do a nationally syndicated show. It's just, the business has been very good to me. It really, really has been very good to me. And it's a medium, Todd, that you full well know. It's the most immediate medium. I know everybody likes TV and everything else, but radio, there's an instant connection to the audience, to the listener, that no other medium can give you.
No, I think you're right. And even with podcasting, you know, having the ability to call in, talk to listeners, and, you know, I actually know a handful of conservative hosts, and they just will not take calls. They don't like it. They don't like talking to the audience. They don't like the unexpected. I think the unexpected is what makes radio absolutely fun and hilarious and quite frankly, riveting.
Well, no question about it. I mean, people's lived experience, and you do it on a daily basis. You know, their reactions to, you know, your conversations at the White House yesterday, what's going on in the news right now. We talk about, you know, tunnels to towers all the time and the vividness of 9/11. Well, what was one of the first things that happened in 9/11? Well, those were radio reports because they didn't have the cameras up quite yet to look at what was going on at the World Trade Center. So radio brought the immediacy of the events of 9/11 more so to the forefront than you know, a lot of other mediums when it has it happened. Of course, everybody sees the iconic, you know, television shots, that kind of thing, but it began on radio.
No, you're absolutely right about that. And on our Old Glory Bank Newsmaker line, Todd Bartley from our great affiliate, News Talk 1400 WINC in Winchester, Virginia. You know, Todd, I mean, Virginia, you know, from the political standpoint, it's really a fascinating story. And I know you guys have a big gubernatorial race coming up, and they're saying that could possibly be some indicator of what could happen in the midterms. How big is politics these days in the Commonwealth?
Well, we're very lucky that the current Lieutenant Governor, Winsome Earl Sears, is actually from Winchester, goes to church in Winchester. So we're very fortunate to get a lot of access to her on a fairly regular basis. It's going to shape up where you have it. It's very similar to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You have like the rural tea in Pennsylvania. You have a lot of red in Virginia. Then you get into the metro areas, of course, outside of D.C., down in the Tidewater, and some other, you know, blue pockets. But Virginia, you know, outside of the D.C. corridor and Tidewater is very rural, very red. So as you mentioned, it's going to be very interesting to see because the Democrats are going to turn out in big number. We know that already. That's why you're seeing a lot of media right now, a lot of articles, a lot of online push that all of the moves that the Trump administration is making regarding federal employees is impacting that governor's race.
I want to play some audio here, and this will lead to a question about illegal immigration. Governor Glenn Youngkin made an announcement they've arrested over 500 criminal illegals just in Virginia. Let's take a listen.
And this has been an unprecedented collaboration between the federal government agencies and state resources in order to go get bad guys. And there's over 200 law enforcement heroes led by the U.S. Attorney's Office, but also including ICE, the FBI, the DEA, and of course, our Virginia State Police and our Department of Corrections. And that has allowed us to collaborate. It's allowed us to unwind networks. And yes, we have arrested 521 violent illegal immigrants, over 130 of which are known members of international terrorist gangs. And these are folks that have been taken off the streets of Virginia, and we're a lot safer because of this. And I'll just reiterate that when President Trump came in, he said he was going to secure the border, and that's exactly what he's done. We've seen a 95% drop in illegal border crossings, and now we're going after the bad guys. And these violent illegal immigrants need to be arrested. They have been causing extraordinary chaos, and this is our chance to work together with the federal government in this way that I think is the national model in order to round up and arrest so many bad guys over a sustained period of time.
You know, Todd, what struck me, we're talking about 500, not just illegals, we're talking about very bad, dangerous illegals, over 500 in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, and Todd, to your point, one of the first press conferences that Attorney General Pam Bondi had was, and the name escapes me, the individual that they were in the process of removing, but they had done this removal in one of the collar counties of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia. Now, this is not, you know, a neighborhood that folks would think of, oh my goodness. I mean, these were multiple $100,000 homes where this individual was detained and then removed. Governor Youngkin's been at the forefront of this. I know Lieutenant Governor Sears been at the forefront of this as well in partnering with the Trump administration. I can tell you firsthand from our local law enforcement community, there are any number of folks that had local law enforcement jobs, and as soon as the president was sworn in, they were immediately moved into other jobs at the federal level from a law enforcement standpoint. And I know firsthand from interacting with some of those folks at the local level, they are as buttoned up, like you talked about the Navy SEALs on the flight. These are as buttoned up people as you can ever want from a law enforcement standpoint. I mean, every I is dotted, every T is crossed. They are salt of the earth people to the core, great character. And these are the folks that are in harm's way every day trying to make this country safer.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad they're there doing it, too. Folks, you got to go check out the great website, talkwinchester.com. That's talkwinchester.com. And Todd, we're just honored that you picked our show for your radio station, and we're going to promise to do a great job for you.
I've already heard great things with you being on over the last couple of weeks since we added your show. Just looking forward to what the future holds. And can't thank you enough for having me on, and I look forward to our next visit.
We'll get you back on soon. Todd Bartley, ladies and gentlemen, from our great affiliate in Winchester, Virginia, News Talk 1400, First in the Valley. And, you know, if you are listening to us right now on News Talk 1400, First in the Valley, I want you to give us a call. We put you on the air, and we're going to give you a signed copy of one of my brand-new books. Again, just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. Our telephone number is 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Our general manager at KWAM just came back from a golf tournament and brought the staff cookies. That's always a nice thing. Thank you, Becky, for this. Hold on. That's the packaging of the cookie. It's a very nice cookie, too. It's like a high-end cookie. I got to tell you, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, we have a jam-packed show for you. A lot going on. And I got to tell you about Newsmax, though. They just went public on the New York Stock Exchange, and they're listed on the big board. Millions of Americans, just like you, are now joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute calling Newsmax one of the top 12 news brands in America. That's huge. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and the audience grew, get this, 50% since the same time last year. It's phenomenal. Even President Trump watches Newsmax and calls the programming terrific. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. And if you want to be a Newsmax share owner, you can call your advisor or get more information at NewsmaxInvest.com. You can stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. Now, this communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to and shall not constitute an offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful. Wow, that's a mouthful. Jeez, aloo. So, anyway, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight on Newsmax. I don't know what I'm about to talk about here with Ben Dieter, but the Duchess of Sussex, is that Meghan Markle? Is that who that is? Is that Prince Harry? Are they still shacking up together? So anyway, she's Dieter, you're going to have to explain this. Should we play the audio first? But do we need to explain it before?
Just, I'm handing you this story. This is why she's important.
Oh, she's one of the most influential people of 2025, according to Time Magazine.
Yeah, so she made the list of all the entertainers and the princesses.
Where are we on the list? I didn't get an email about this. Did they forget to send us an email again?
You're going to be on next year's list, I'm afraid.
Well, that's what you said last year.
I know.
Wait, I'm not on the list?
There's no shot of you on that list, Todd. These are all woke people.
Kristen Wiig made the list. Somebody named Mohammed Rasulov. Or is that a casserole?
And they get together in New York and they have this big fancy gala. Like, we're talking high-end wine and food. And they get together and the Kim Kardashians of the world and all of the celebrities. I think there's even political people that go. You might have to look at the political section.
Snoop Dogg made the list, and I didn't make the list. Snoop Dogg made the list.
I think Elon's on the list. So there are some political figures that do get to go. It's a very strange list.
So Meghan Markle?
She's the Duchess. She's a princess, Todd.
Okay. So she says flower sprinkles are tiny moments of... What are we talking about? What is this all about?
She was interviewed as to why she was one of Time's most 100 influential people in the world. And here is why she feels like she has influence on the culture. Take a listen.
Of all things to be talking about for Time 100, let's talk about flower sprinkles. Because I think it speaks to the tiny moments of joy that are so effortless and just create a little bit of magic that we're all craving in our everyday. They're tiny little flower petals that are dried. I started putting them on salads. I started putting them on scrambled eggs. It didn't actually matter. On a yogurt parfait. The level of charm that you find people have when they see these tiny little dried petals is something I can't fully wrap my head around, but I appreciate that there is a love for the detail and the small level of delight that can be added. So take flower sprinkles really as an analogy and think about what you could do in your everyday life that can just have a little splash of magic on unexpected moments.
I think she's been smoking the flowers. That's what I think is going on here. So you're telling me she literally crumbled up dead flower pieces and put them in her scrambled eggs.
And yogurt parfait.
And the yogurt.
And it sparks joy for her. And let this be a lesson for all. That it's the little things, Todd. It's the little details. The little lilies.
Megyn Kelly made the list?
Oh, gosh. I tried covering up her name. I didn't want you to see
that. Oh, geez, Alu. And David Muir. The only reason that guy is anchoring ABC News is because he's got good teeth and a hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it, pretty much.
Look good in the fire suit costume.
Dadgummit. You know what?
Next year, Todd.
They made me wear an elephant hat at Fox News Channel.
And you didn't make the list?
I didn't make the list. That year either. That's sort of disappointing. However, President Trump made the list. Mm-hmm. This is what the Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People of 2025. Donald Trump, Elon, and J.D. Vance made the list.
Wow.
All right. I'm feeling a little bit better. RFK Jr.
Are you sure you want Snoop Dogg and President Trump in the same room? I think Snoop Dogg has said some nasty things about the president.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, Joe Rogan made the... Is it just my imagination, or is he sort of waning? Is that... I don't think he's as popular as he once was.
He's no you.
Well, nobody is.
That's right.
But then again, I'm not on the list.
All right,
we got to work on that next year. All right, folks, we've got to scoot out of here. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. Be sure to watch that. Get out there. Be good, America.